And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation worldwide. Welcome to game day. It is time. It is Ravens. It is Dolphins. Hope you guys are ready. Thanks for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Joining me, he's a sun loving. He's a beach bum. He's wearing flip flops in December. Josh, what's going on, man?
Oh, it's awesome, man. The beach was awesome. Digging toes in the sand, enjoying it. We had a fun Purple Friday, and we're ready for game day Miami style. The sun is shining right now. Can't wait.
All right, buddy. Here we go. Let's talk about it. Ravens, Dolphins. What are the keys to this game? How do we make sure the Ravens leave Florida with some sunshine, a tan, and a win?
Sunshine, tan, and win. We got two out of three. Let's take the win. And the really one to break it down here is – what we have alluded to, and it's going to come down to ball control. It's going to come down to the game plan execution with Matt Schaub and the offense. I think what Matt Schaub really needs to get down, Brandon, is no turnovers. I mean, that's really sensible to say, like, Josh, no turnovers. But we know Matt Schaub. He's due for a pick six game, which he threw against the Cleveland Browns. He had the interception at the end of the game, which could have cost us. And whatever it comes down to is taking care of the football and just knowing where your guys are. I mean, I know it's the first week in the offense full time. He needs to have better communication with his receivers all around. And, man, I think it could get done with a great executed game plan. And I'm really excited to see again because, again, the Ravens do have sent an NFL record for games decided by 8 points or less, and every win has been by 8 points or less. I don't know how that's even possible.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't know how that's possible either.
I don't either. I mean, you really have to be doing some good. But see, and here's the thing. That's why I'm like, the Ravens are a decent football team, even with all the injuries, because it's not like, you know, we lost to the Cardinals by 30 or the Browns beat us by 20. It's, oh, they kicked a field goal and beat us. Oh, they scored a touchdown and beat us. Oh, they kicked a field goal in overtime, or we turned the ball over and they won, or we were driving late to win the game or to tie the game and we messed up. It's stuff like that that you just go, man, if we can only win, we could be really 7-4 instead of 4-7. You win against the Jaguars, there's 5-6. You know, that's why I'm like, you win here and at 6-5, you win there at 7-4, you win there at 8-3. It's the records could really be different right now. The Ravens could be anywhere from a top three AFC team right now to the bottom half. So it's really ridiculous. But what it comes down to is execution and game plan. Secondary needs to play up to its full potential and really hone in. I think December, we really need to win and start winning now to really make it a 5-7 record and have three straight wins. And how glorious will that be, starting December and the Christmas season off right with three straight? I can't wait to get after it. I'm in the Christmas season. I got my Santa hat on in South Florida. I'm loving it, man.
Awesome, man. That is great. I love it. It's the holiday season. We're celebrating Christmas.
I see some. It's weird, though. I've seen some palm trees decorated. It's different, man. I'm like, I'm used to like Maryland, snow, windy, cold. The trees have, they're nothing but sticks and brown. And you come down here and it's like the water's blue, there's green. I'm like, am I on the same planet? it's just awesome down here. But I'm just loving the time away and getting just to spend time with my best friend here and really getting after it. And I really can't wait. We're headed to the tailgate. We're ready to the party with some fans. I heard some threat of rain and showers, but we'll see. But it's not going to damper our parade because, like I told my buddy, I don't even care if it snowed in Miami. Hey, we're in Miami. But he's like, snow in Miami? I said, you get the point, dude. We're in Miami. I don't care if it rains all day. I said, we're in Miami, Florida. So let's just enjoy this. And I'm definitely going to enjoy the win. I can't wait to get in the stadium and check out what all the amenities have to offer. And here's my spin on the game here. You ready for it?
Okay.
The Ravens, I always say by 3 or 4. I'm saying the Ravens. I'm going to keep it under 8. I say we win by 7. I'm saying we win by 7. Not saying 3 as always. I always say the Ravens win by 3 because of that field goal. No. I'm saying we win by 7, but we're going to keep the string alive in 8 or under. The Ravens are going to win this one 27-20.
Okay, there we go. That sounds pretty good. Why the difference in this game? Why don't you think it's going to be three points this time around? Is this?
I just feel like the Ravens can move the ball against this Dolphins team, and I think with scoring, I mean, yeah, they had a, and and you might say, Josh, well, your number's inflated. I mean, they scored 27 points, or actually they scored 33 points against the Browns. But one of those was special teams. Actually, two of them were special teams. So you figure 13 points come off of special teams. But the Ravens have shown against the Browns, and the Browns, they still have a great defense. They might have been 2-8 at the time, but they still had a great defense. They still have playmakers, and the Ravens shouldn't get it done. I mean, Chris Givens showed the ability to make plays down the field. Kamar Aiken's been catching balls. I think still, I mean, it is still Cocky Gilmore and Nick Boyle out there. These guys are still monsters in the passing game. They're solid tight ends. And I think with these guys, we can really execute. So I'm thinking the game's going to really stretch. I think we do get a special teams or defensive touchdown. I'm not sure where it's going to come from, but I feel a pick six is in order, or maybe a sack fumble return, or like maybe have them pinned in the deep of the end zone. We sack Tannehill, fumble, Mosley or Doom pick it up, run it in. Or I think Clay has number two. But here's another thing I want to bring up here too, man, in breaking down the game, is the Ravens have had a block in 5 straight games.
Okay, that's true.
So I wonder if the block could be a 6 in a row, maybe another block at a crucial point in the game. Maybe that's where we go down and score 7. Maybe it's tied. You know, we block a field goal again for 6 straight games. We maybe get down there and maybe get after it and get 7. Who knows? But I'm saying 27-20. And let's see how it plays out today.
You know what? I'm right there with you. And I think you brought up something very, very interesting just now, that, you know, there were blocked punts in the last couple games. What I've noticed about the Ravens is that even though they do have a losing record and the games are close, they haven't given up yet. You know, they lose so many players. They lose Joe Flacco, who is just the face of the offense. They lose Steve Smith. But again, the Ravens, they face this adversity, and they're not giving up. They're still fighting for it. We said how a lot of teams could just give up at this point and go for that draft pick. We brought that up in the Red Eye Review. But the Ravens, right, they're still playing every game like it's a playoff game, like it's a must win. And I think that's why the Ravens are going to be able to come out with a win against Miami as well, because they're not ready to throw in the towel. They're not ready to give up. They still have the mindset of this is a must win game. So I think that's definitely going to be key for the Ravens this time around.
I think so. I mean, I think that's going to be the key to really see how it all plays out. And another thing I wanted to add is that you can't lose the turnover battle and expect to win. So the Ravens got to take care of football. No ill-timed fumbles, no stupid picks. Schaub's got to make his reads correctly. If it's not there, please don't force throw it out of bounds. I think, I mean, it's easier said than done, as always it is. But I think what we really have to get down to is understanding the game and letting the game come to us. And if it calls for a defensive change or a scheme or offensive play calling, and call the correct plays. If we're down the goal line, I don't see no stupid play action boot with Schaub. Keep it simple and give it to West, or give it to Juszczyk and power it in the end zone. None of this second goal from the one, and let's try to be cute and power puff it in the end zone with a bootleg, or let's do a play action, try to throw a 1 yard flat to Gilmore and it's going to get red or sniffed out. No, you're making the game more difficult. And I think what really comes down to is, let's keep the game simple today. I don't want to see any stupid crap. So let's just get back to sound good fundamental football. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me. I'm for it. I think we got to keep it going and get the Ravens another win here. But here we go, man. I don't want to keep you away from that sunshine. You got the pretty girls on the beach. You got that mistletoe. So I hope you're ready for that. But have we covered everything for this game day preview?
We covered this one from South Florida to the max, my friend. The max.
Very cool. If you want to continue the conversation throughout the game or after the game, before the game, you still got questions, you can tweet to me or Josh. So tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
They can always tweet to me at ItalianGQ52.
All right, very cool. So, guys, go to Facebook.com/TheCallPodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. Go like BrandoCash.com. That's Facebook.com/BrandoCash, as well as BrandoCash.com. Get all the information you're ever going to need about the call. Guys, share the show with you. Share the show with your friends. Let people know.
There
you
go.
Social. Be social with the show. If you're ready for the game,
share my show with myself. That's pretty interesting.
Share it with
too much
your
eggnog
friends
this morning, dude.
I think
you're
that's
okay
what
with
it is. I think it's too much eggnog. That must be what it is. I'm the holiday spirits. That's why I called that
holiday spirits. That's it. That's it. Okay. Share the show with yourself. Gotcha, man.
There you go.
I will do that right now.
All right.
I'm gonna pin it to my Facebook and share it with myself in my Twitter.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. There you go. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you're social on the web. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. It is game day. The Ravens are up against the Dolphins. The call is getting me ready, and you should be getting ready too by listening to them. It's free. It's free. Why not? All right, Josh, ready for this, buddy? It is Ravens. It is Dolphins. Take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, thank you very much, and I really can't wait, man. Here it is, Sunday fun day, South Florida, Ravens road trip 2015. We have our game day gear on. It is fresh, it is hot, but we're ready to get after this game. We're going to go have fun tailgating. We're definitely going to get after it. We're going to hoop it up with all of our Ravens Nation faithful. And actually, I heard a lot of fans are here today. As the weekend been progressing, I've been seeing a lot of Ravens fans in the hotels, on the beaches. I've seen Ravens beach towels, Ravens hats everywhere, high-fiving people, asking where they're from. There's a lot of people that live here, all up and down the East Coast, and there's a lot of Mailanders here today. I really can't wait to see how it shows up and hear the O during the national anthem. And really can't wait to see our Ravens Nation faithful rooting our team hard on the road. Here it is, guys. Game day. Can we do it? Can we got three wins in a row in us? I think we can. We've been losing games quickly. I think we can quickly turn this around and win a few ball games. How's that sound? Let's execute. Let's go. Ravens Nation, fly high hot air with a win today.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.